Jesus than anything this world affords today. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. How many of y'all believe that?
Amen.
No good thing, amen, will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And the word of God say, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro over the whole earth, beholding the evil and the good. So nobody can get away from God. God see all things, doesn't he? And he know all things. And you know, we that love God, we're happy. We're glad that he's our Father. He's our Lord. He's our Master. And he's our King. And we know he's coming soon to take his people home. Amen?
Amen.
And you know, I believe a Christian ought to be like a good watch. All gold, open-faced, well-regulated, dependable, and filled with good works.
Amen.
That's what I believe a Christian ought to be. Amen. You know, we're living in the end time, and the Lord is coming soon. He's coming after his people that's looking for him. Now, I want to, let's look at I'm going to talk about sound doctrine tonight. Sound doctrine. So let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Sound doctrine. Let's get these other glasses on where I can see some better. Amen. Thank God for the service this morning. God really moved, didn't he? Amen. God is calling us to higher heights and deeper depth in him. So we really need to go on with the Lord. 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 3. Who's got that? Somebody read that for me, please. Rebuke.
Exalt with all long suffering doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ear for the truth, and shall be turned into faith.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the word of God. For your word is forever settled in heaven. Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, help us to love thee and to love thy word. Help us to be obedient to your voice. Move tonight in this service. Have your way. Let your divine will be done, Father. Stir us up. Cleanse us. Fill us up. Anoint us for your service and use us, Lord God, to bring glory to your holy name in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Amen. Now, sound doctrine. Doctrine is teaching or instruction. Now, Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Will somebody read that? My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man would do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Talking about Jesus teaching his doctrine, things that he taught. John 7, verses 16 and 17. Amen. Now, we're living in the end time. And some are teaching that everybody's going to heaven. I mean, y'all know that. Some people are teaching that everybody's going to heaven. Amen. Some are teaching. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to get the, where I can see here. Some teaching that everybody's going to heaven. But the word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we're living at the end. And we can see all of these things in the scripture that he just read, how that they shall not endure sound doctrine. We're living in a time when people, a lot of them don't want sound doctrine. They don't want the truth. How many of y'all know that? A lot of people don't want the truth today, but they want something to tickle their ears. They want something that will make them feel good. Listen to what Isaiah said. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 22. Isaiah 5, verses 20 through 22. We're living in the end times, saints, and we that know the truth, let's hold the standard. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. What does it say? Isaiah 5, verses 20 through 22. Take your time. Read it slow. Isaiah 5, verse 20 through 22. Stop right there. So woe unto them that call evil good. We've got some people today that's calling evil good. Isn't that right? Read on. And good evil. There are some people today that are calling good evil. Evil good and good evil. Just vice versa. Isn't that right? Because you've got to know the truth in order to be able to stand firm on the word of God, in order to be saved. We've got to know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Amen. But it takes the truth. But what is it? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? And we got to follow the Lord if we want to be saved. And I thank God for Pastor Venable. He's a voice for God. Isn't that right? Thank God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for him for Sean. Sean's a young man, but he's powerful. Amen? He loved God and he preached the truth. And of course, there's other ministers that bring forth the word of God. But I'm just mentioning them because we're here together. Amen. So woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And we're living in those days. Because we're in the days when a lot of the ministers are saying that when you get saved, it doesn't matter whether you sin or not. Just live in sin. Live where you want to live. Let them teach those lies. But that's doctrine of the devils. How many of y'all know that? That's doctrine from hell. And saints of God, we've got to stand up against that. Isn't that right? But first of all, we got to have a holy life. Isn't that right? Got to live holy and pure before God. Then we can speak the truth. Amen. Have a life to back it up. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 9 and 10. What does it say? And these are the days that we're living in. We're living in these days when the standard of truth has been lowered. People have lowered the standard and said, come on in, you're all right. Pat them on the back and say, you're all right. Doesn't matter what you believe or what you do. You're going to hell. No, that's a lie. Those are lies from hell. Amen? Hallelujah. What does Isaiah chapter 30, verses 9 and 10 say? This is a rebellious people. What?
Lying children.
What kind of children?
Lying
children. This is a rebellious people. Lying children. What else does it say?
Children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
Children that will not hear the law of the Lord. And we see a lot of that today, don't we? They will not hear the law of the Lord. You can preach till you're blue in the face, so to speak. And a lot of them won't believe you. They won't accept that. Hallelujah. You know why? The devil have deceived so many people today. He have deceived them. But God is faithful. God is true. And God have a people that will stand for truth. What else did it say, brother? Read on.
They say to the seer, see not.
And see, they say to the seer or the prophet. This is what they said to the prophet. What did it say to him?
And to the prophet, prophesy not unto us right things.
Stop. Don't tell us what's right. We're living in these days today. Don't tell us what's right. We don't want to hear that. What did it say? Read on.
Speak unto us.
Smooth things? Speak unto us smooth things. Speak unto us smooth things. We want something that'll tickle our ears. We want something that we can laugh about. We want you to tell us that we can do anything we want to do and still be saved. And that's what they're telling them today. The false prophets. Amen. The soothsayer. What did it say? Read that, brother. Listen to what it said. Prophesy deceit. We don't want the truth. Saints, we're living in those days. Isn't that right? Prophesy deceit. Tell us something. We want to deceive people. Hallelujah. We don't want the truth. Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And we know the doctrine. We that know him, isn't that right? We that love him, we that honor him, we that magnify his name, we that are Christian, we know the doctrine, we know the truth. And we're walking in truth. And we're walking in love. Hallelujah. Said, prophesy deceit. What else did it say? Did you finish those verses?
Yes.
All right. You see what it says there? Hallelujah. I want you to read that again. Read that again. So we can really hear this, because it's true today, saint. Read it again. This is a rebellious people. People are rebelling against God, rebelling against the truth. Many of them today, all right?
Lying children,
children that will not hear the law of the Lord, all right?
They
said to the prophet, to the seer,
see not, and to the prophet, prophesy not,
and to the right. My. This is the time we're living in, saints of God. So we need to gird up the loins of our minds and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that shall be brought unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what Peter said. Hallelujah. And this is what God's calling for us to do. To take a stand for truth. Thank God to stand for truth. Live holy and pure before God. The word of God say, Hala Elam of holiness. Without, the Bible says, follow peace with all men. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. So God's calling for holiness. How many of y'all know that? God's calling his people to be holy. To be holy, which means to be set apart for God's work. Set apart for God to use you. That's what holy means, isn't that right? Because even back in the Old Testament, the pots and the utensils and things, they were holy unto the Lord because they were used only for God's work. Now we are the temples of God, and the Spirit of God dwell in us. Hallelujah. We are holy and pure. Peter said, he wrote and said, it's written, be ye holy, for I am holy. He told us to be holy, to be pure before God. To be right before God, be right with God. It's not in the flesh now. We can't do it in and of ourselves, but it's of God and through God and to God. R.E. Yeah.
Speak unto us
smooth things. Prophesy deceit. And that's what they're saying today, saints of God. They're saying prophesy deceit. We don't want to hear the truth. Amen. We don't want to hear. Thank God. And some of the mega churches, that's what they're teaching. They're teaching the people, hallelujah, thank God. They won't stand for the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said that there are many paths that lead to heaven. That's not what Jesus taught, is it? Jesus didn't teach that. That's a lie. Those are lies from hell. What did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14? enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Isn't that right? This is the doctrine Jesus taught. Amen. And we that love God, we're going to follow Jesus. We're going with the doctrine that he taught. Amen. Hallelujah. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Acts 4:12. So neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Isn't that right? There is no other way. Only one way to God. One way to God. I tell you, these fans in the air do me in. I tell you, boy. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We're in the land of the dying. On our way to the land of the living. How many of you know that? People are dying every day, isn't that right? But our home is heaven, isn't that right? Our home, this is not our home. If you're a Christian, this is not your home. Is that true? But where is our home? In heaven, isn't it? Our citizenship is in heaven. Our home is in heaven. Thank God. But we're just passing through here. And while we're passing through here, God wants us to live holy and pure, doesn't he? God wants us to live so. Jesus wants us to live so. And people can look at us and see Jesus. Isn't that right? They should be able to see Jesus when they look at us. Because we're the sons of God. We're the sons and daughters of God. Isn't that right? We're his sons. We're his daughters. Amen. And thank God he's looking to us to be holy and pure. Hallelujah. You know, life is meant to be celebrated, not just endured. Hallelujah. Some people just think they got to endure. Now, we endure hardness of a good soldier of Jesus Christ. But what I'm saying is, we're on our way to heaven, and God wants us to enjoy the trip. Isn't that right? How many of y'all know he wants us to enjoy the trip? Amen. He really does. Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be what? Full." So if you're full of the joy of the Lord, you're not going to be down in the muddle groups all the time, are you? Not all the time. I mean, you know, we have some bad days, don't we? I mean, we have some days when we, hallelujah. How many know I'm talking about? Amen. Everything's not going to be peaches and cream. Is that right? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But thank God. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Isn't that right? And if we can believe that Jesus is with us and he'll never leave us, he'll take care of us, but he's going to let us go through trials and tests so we can grow up. Pray for me, y'all. Y'all. Pray God help me to really grow up. And to be, I'm talking about be a real true man of God, a real Christian. Isn't that right? The word of God, and they shall be, and they were called Christians first at Antioch. Why were they called Christians? Because they walked like Jesus walked. They did the same thing Jesus did. What about you and me today? Jesus haven't changed, have it? The word of God said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So saints, let's get stirred up. Let's get fired up. Thank God later for Jesus. That's what we need to do. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pray for Sean. He's sick, you know, and he's sick. Pray for him that God will heal him. Pray for Sister Venable, God will raise up, heal her. Pray for Brother John. You know, he just lost his mother. We prayed this morning. But let's keep him in prayer. Amen. Let's keep him in prayer. The effects of fervent prayer of a righteous man avail as much, doesn't it? Amen. Prayer changes things, and prayer changes people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. God is so faithful. And God is so true. We can trust him, saints. How many of y'all know that? We can trust God. Now, I'm almost finished. Let me say this. The Bible wasn't written to satisfy our curiosity, but it was to help us to be conformed unto Christ's image. It wasn't written to make us smarter sinners, but to make us like Christ. Not to fill your head with a collection of biblical facts, but to transform our lives. Isn't that right? The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How many of y'all want the perfect will of God for your life? I do. Want the perfect will of God, don't we? Amen. We want to please him. He's called us to be soldiers. And let's strive to be sons and daughters of God without rebuke. Because he's coming soon. But he's coming after a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming after people that's ready to meet him. Amen. May God bless you tonight. May God smile upon you. You know, every year my desire is to really get in the Word and to meditate on Scripture, you know, a lot. You know, you understand what I'm saying? To get in and meditate. And boy, I tell you, it's a fight for me. I mean, for some of y'all, it might be easy, but not for me. I mean, I have a struggle, but God's helping me. God's helping me. Isn't that right? He'll help you if you be sincere and you strive. You know, the Bible tells us to strive. Let me say this. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I guess y'all said this man in them baskets. Hallelujah. All right, let's see. I want to read. Yeah, all right. And after this scripture, we'll pray. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Who's got that? Let's get that. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It's he that has made us. Psalm. It's he that made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Mercy is everlasting and truth endureth to all generations. Let's read that psalm together, and let's pray. Everybody that's got it, let's read it together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Come on. Give the Lord a hand. Not me. Give the Lord a hand. Because he deserves it, doesn't he? So let's just stand where you are, and we're going to pray. Stand right where you are, and we're going to talk to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the night, Lord. Lord, sanctify them through your word, for your word is truth, Lord. And that word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. Lord, let us long and yearn for the word of God, Lord. Every word that proceeds out of your mouth, Lord, let us take heed to it, Lord, as a stern, sharp warning to this last generation, Father. Lord, I just thank you for the word of God, Lord, that it is mighty indeed, Lord. It'll keep us in the times that we are living in, Lord. It'll quicken us with wisdom and understanding for the stability of these times, Lord. You will keep us through your word, Father. Lord, I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we will dig into it more and more, Lord, as a treasure, Lord. Lord, let it be hid in our hearts, planted in our hearts, Lord, and let us seek it as a treasure, Lord, as pearls, Father, as gold. Lord, we just thank you, Father. And Lord, we just pray that you be with everybody, Father, in this congregation, Lord. Just heal us, Father God. Quicken us, Lord. Set us free from things that trouble us, Father God, from everything, from the physical ailments or financial ailments, Lord. Just, Father, deliver us in every way, shape, and form, Father God. Set us free, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I just thank you for that. Father, be with us. And Lord, just we praise you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Thank you, my brother. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.